is Easter pagan. If you Google, search around, you're going to find a bunch of sites saying Easter is pagan, don't do it. If you're a Christian, you got to not be a pagan. You got to be authentically Christian and reject all Easter traditions. And today I'm going to debunk three of those allegations. First, that Easter eggs are pagan. They're not. That Easter bunnies are pagan. They're not. And then the name Easter itself is pagan. And the answer to that is kind of, but let me explain. We'll do a little bit of Germanic English etymology to understand how this word Easter became associated with the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Taylor Marshall, and I'll be discussing this as a Catholic. And I'm going to debunk the idea that Catholics practice paganism when they celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ for our justification, as St. Paul says in his epistle to the Romans. So let's start off with Easter eggs. Why do we have Easter eggs? Well, there's actually a good bit of scholarship out there showing that there is no relationship between eggs or painted eggs and a pagan goddess. You'll read this online, but there is no history. There's no anthropological connection, a study showing that there's a connection between eggs and a goddess. So why are eggs associated with Catholic Easter? There are two reasons. First, we go back into Jewish customs. I encourage you, if you want to learn more about this, check out my book, The Crucified Rabbi, Judaism and the Origins of Catholic Christianity. I give you 300 plus prophecies of how Christ fulfills the Old Testament prophets, and not just Christ, but Christ and the Catholic Church and the sacraments. Okay, so at Passover meal, and remember, Christ was crucified in the context of the Passover. He is the Passover lamb. When John the Baptizer goes to baptize him, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world." That's from John the Baptist, inspired by the Holy Spirit. At the Passover meal, there was served a Passover lamb, unleavened bread, bitter herbs, and an egg. An egg is also served at Passover. Moreover, in Catholic tradition, going all the way back to the second century, probably even before, Christians were fasting for a number of days. Tertullian says 2 weeks. Other church fathers say 40 days. This eventually becomes what we know as Passion Week, and then the 40 or 46 days of Lent in the Catholic tradition. And during this time period, Christians said, you know, Christ offered his flesh on the cross for our salvation. Let us offer up as a sacrifice, not eating flesh, that is, not eating meat, for 40 days, 46 days, however it was calculated, in preparation to remember the death of Christ on the cross and to celebrate his resurrection on the third day. This is the tradition of Lent, Passion Week, a Passiontide, Holy Week, and of course, Good Friday. So Christians did not eat any meat or any products from animals, land animals. That means they ate no beef, they ate no pork, they ate no chicken, and they did not consume milk, which comes from a mammal, no cheese, no dairy, and they did not eat any eggs, which come from a chicken. This means that these people, our forebears in the Catholic Church, were completely deprived basically of any source of protein for 46 days. And you can tell that they were hungry for that egg. And so people would take eggs. There'd be a more and more of a surplus of eggs because they weren't being consumed. And they would paint them and they would decorate them and give them to one another as a gift so that they could eat these precious eggs on Easter Sunday. There's also a tradition that Mary Magdalene went to the emperor and told him about Christ. And she was holding an egg as a symbol of the resurrection. It's like a tomb, but inside it, when you break it open, there is life inside. And the emperor said, a man couldn't raise from the dead no more than that egg could turn from white to red. And right in the presence, the egg turned from white to red. And so there's a tradition, especially in Russia, to dye the eggs red, but they can be dyed any color. It's really celebrating the resurrection of Christ in the form of something that you fasted from for 46 days. So Easter eggs are not pagan. There's no proof in connecting it. It actually goes back to the Passover meal and then also the tradition of not eating any eggs for all of Lent as a sacrifice. 40 days, just like Christ fasted for 40 days, we fast for 40 days as Catholics. Next, Easter bunnies. People say, oh, there's this goddess and she had all these Easter bunnies around her and all that. Again, it's very hard to make this connection that there's a goddess of an Easter bunny. A lot of people assume, well, there's so many bunnies in Easter symbolism. Surely that must be pagan. Again, scholars are finding there's not really a connection. And so why Easter bunnies? Well, let's go back to medieval Europe. Let's go back to Catholicism. People didn't eat meat for 46 days. On Easter, they wanted to eat meat. People were poor. You know, you couldn't just go to the grocery store and get some ribeyes, some sirloins, some strip steaks. You couldn't do that. You couldn't get some fajitas. You couldn't go to McDonald's and get a burger. People could not afford to slaughter a full cow, slaughter a hog. People didn't have, not everybody had those resources. They couldn't roast a lamb on a spit. Poor people, what did they do? On Easter, they celebrate by having eggs. That's cheap. And then, really, the cheapest form of meat that you can acquire, that is the rabbit or the hare. By hare, I mean H-A-R-E, the rabbit. This is the poor man's meat. Rabbit is the poor man's lamb. And it was a tradition for people to eat rabbit on Easter. They finally got to eat meat, and this is what they could afford. Rabbits. So yes, eggs and rabbits are associated with Easter because people were eating them. If eggs and rabbits were somehow sacred to a goddess, it would be, according to a pagan understanding, sacrilegious to eat the eggs and to eat the rabbits. But that's exactly what Christians were doing. They were eating meat and they were eating eggs. Okay, now the final one is the name Easter itself. Is the term Easter pagan? Now, there was a goddess named Istra, depending on the different language. You can go to Old English, you go to Northumbrian, Old High German, all these Proto-Germanic languages. There's a connection with this idea of East, Istra, and the month of April, which is when, of course, you get after the spring equinox and the days are getting longer. Now, we get the English word East from the same word Astra. And actually, we don't get it from the goddess. The goddess actually gets her name from a Germanic word. Let me put on the screen here some of these words so you can kind of see how they're connected with the month of April. So the month of April in Northumbrian, is Eastermonath. In West Saxon, Eastermonath, same thing. And in Old High German, Oystermonath, right? Now, the idea here for this word you see is Astra, Easter, Ostra. All these words are related to the word for east, sunrise, dawn, morning, or to shine. It's the phenomenon of the sun coming up over the horizon. That's why we call east the direction in which the sun rises. So if I say I'm going east, there's nothing pagan about that. If I say the sun rises in the east, there's nothing pagan about that. All the early Christians prayed to the east. Why? Because Jesus says that as lightning goes from east to west, so shall the Son of Man return. That's what Christ said. Christ said that he will return from east to west. This is why early Christians baptized people facing to the east and why they built their churches facing east and why they prayed and sang facing east. It was not pagan. It was based on the very words of Christ. Now, St. Bede talks about how the Christians would celebrate the feast of Pascha, which derives from the Hebrew Pesach, which means Passover. The passing over of the angel of death over the home. It comes into Greek as Pascha and into Latin as Pascha. But as you know, Easter usually lands in April. And the word for April is Eistermonnot in various pronunciations in various languages. That's the actual name of the month. So people are really, when you say Easter, and medieval speakers, when they were using the word Easter, they were really just referring to the Easter month, that is April. Similarly, the word Lent actually means spring. It actually comes from the word lengthen, the days lengthen. That's why we call it Lent. So it's not really pagan, right? This is just the language of an older time. How I get people on this when they say, well, it's still pagan. It's like, well, when you say you're going to church or you're going to meet someone on Thursday, are you saying that you're going to go and worship Thor on that day? Because you're saying the word Thursday. No, it's a holdover from a previous time. If you say, hey, let's meet up at church on Saturday, are you saying, hey, let's go worship Saturn? Because that's where the word Saturday comes from. Or, I mean, pick any day of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Woden's Day. You're going to have a Bible study on Wednesday? Oh, you're worshiping Woden. No, just like when we say we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus in April, that's the, here it is, Eistermonnot, right? It's the month of April, and it's just a holdover. Just like the days of the week still have pagan names in them, doesn't mean we're worshiping pagans. Or when we talk about the planet Mars or the planet Venus, doesn't mean that we're worshiping those pagan gods. So again, the word Easter is just a holdover for the old Northumbrian, West Saxon, Old High Germanic name for the month of April. So Easter eggs aren't pagan. Easter bunnies, when it's food, is not pagan. And even the word Easter itself does not mean that you're worshiping a spring goddess. Hope you have a happy and holy Easter. It's all about Jesus Christ dying on the cross on Good Friday and then rising again on the third day. May you come to know him, worship him, and love him. And remember, he told us that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up, give it a like. And also, please, please share this video on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab. And if you're new, you want to learn more about Catholicism and the origins of Catholicism and our theology and our liturgy, please hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. You can also, in the right corner, subscribe. Hit the bell to be notified, and you'll be notified every time I go live. Thanks so much. God bless. And Christ is risen.